Blog Talk Radio. Trusting in him tonight. We ought to give him the glory, the honor, and praise that's due unto his name. For he is worthy of all praises. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. Tonight, I would like to welcome you to another edition of Walking in the Light Ministries Bible Study. Truly, it is a blessing to open up the Word of God. Hello, my name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and truly, this is today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, saints, you know we need to trust in God. How do we need to trust in God? We give honor and glory and praise to our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We thank him for allowing us to be here one more time to just give him what is due rightfully unto him, his glory, his honor, and his praise. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a topic that I think that it can touch all of our hearts if we only hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The title of tonight's message is, Will You Trust Me Now? Will you trust me now? But before we get into the Word, I'm going to ask you to get your Bibles that we all may look into the Word together, and we're going to be coming out of a familiar scripture to some. Some may not have read this scripture before, but we're going to be coming from a familiar scripture. And we're going to be looking in the book of Proverbs on this evening. the book of Proverbs. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Proverbs. It is right, it's in the Old Testament, and it is right after the book of Psalms. And we're going to be looking at the third chapter in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. But before we read the scripture, we're going to just open up with a brief word of prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Gracious Father, we come now to give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. O Lord, thou art worthy, for you alone are worthy to receive the glory, the honor, and all praise. Father God, we want to thank you for what you have already done, for what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for last night lying down and early rising on this morning. We thank you, Father God, for leading us and guiding us on our way. Father, we just want to say thank you for all the needs that we had, and you make the provision for those needs. Father, most of all, we want to thank you for your Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and dying on Calvary's cross for our sins on this day. And we thank you right now, Father, for forgiving us of all sins in Jesus Christ's name. And on the third day, Father, you raised Jesus from the dead. And we thank you right now, Father. And Father God, we ask you to all the listeners who are listening in at this hour, that you open up their understanding that they may see. Give them ears that they may hear. And give them a heart to receive. And Father God, we thank you right now for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to have your way in this place. Lead us, guide us, and move upon us as only you can move. Teach us as you will have us taught about this subject. We give all praise to the Father and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be reading out of the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, a few verses, and it reads as follows. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. We're going to begin at verse 5, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." We're going to stop right there. We're going to be talking tonight about God is asking the question, will you trust me now? But before we get into that, I want to say hello to my special guest on tonight, Dr. Prophetess Teresa Graham. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for being with us on tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Graham, for having me. It's a blessing to be here with you on tonight, talking about a very important topic on tonight, will you trust me now? And so I think this topic tonight is going to bless many people who are listening to your podcast from around the world. So thank you tonight for this powerful, needed topic, and I'm excited about, you know, what God is going to do tonight and what God has placed in your spirit, man, to serve up to us tonight. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We're going to get into it tonight, and we're talking about God is asking the question to us today, saints. Will you trust me now? When we think of the word trust, it means to rely upon. To rely upon someone or something, of rely upon someone of integrity, someone of strength, and someone with the ability to do and accomplish that thing that we are trusting them for. It means to have confidence in. In other words, for us to trust, it must be a certainty, it must be a belief, And most of the time, it must be done by faith. Can I get a witness there?
Amen. See,
when we trust in God, we must start with faith first. Because when we trust in God, so most of the time when we go to God and we ask God for things, and when we are trusting God for things, sometimes we don't understand and don't really realize how our faith is in work. See, our faith is in action when we are believing God for the things that we are asking for. And
yes.
we have to trust God with all confidence and assurance, knowing that if this thing is in God's will, that God will answer our prayer. The problem with a lot of us is that we don't have enough patience to wait on God. See, God is not on our timetable. God does it when he comes. You know, they used to say this saying that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on right on time. You see? And sometimes trusting God, sometimes you got to go in a storm to trust God. Just ask Peter when he was in the boat with the rest of the disciples. See? And they saw Jesus coming, walking to them on the water. And as they saw Jesus coming, the Bible say they thought he was a ghost. And Peter said, they said, look, it is a ghost. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. They was in the middle of a storm. Sometimes there are storms in our own life. They were in the middle of a storm. And Jesus told Peter what? It is I, come. And the Bible said Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water. And as Peter began to walk on the water, Peter kept his eyes on Jesus. See, that's the problem that some of us have. When we walking by faith, we got to keep our eyes on God. See? Because
Amen.
Sometimes when you're walking by faith, it ain't going to make sense. Come on, somebody. It doesn't make sense when you're walking by faith. See? When the doctor tell you there's nothing I could do for you, and God said, by his stripes you are healed, you got to walk by faith. Can I get a witness, somebody?
Amen.
You see, you have to walk by faith when dealing with God.
That's
see?
Right.
We have to make God our refuge. Our refuge must be in God.
That's right.
I like what
That's
the Bible right. say over there in Psalms 118 and verse 8. It says, it is better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. See?
Amen.
Too many of us today are trusting in man and not trusting in God. We have to trust in God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding in whatever problem or situation or trial or circumstance that we may be going through. We must trust in God. You see, that's the only answer that we got to have, is that I'm going to keep my faith grounded and rooted in the one who can do something about my situation.
Amen.
Now, Prophetess, tonight I want to let you come in, if you would, come in and just chime on that with me about how you see the importance of how we must trust in God.
Amen. Pastor Graham, I'm glad you're doing this topic tonight, because when you have a relationship with God, you learn how to trust God when you can't trace him. And so trusting God is very vital to each and every one of our life today. And so you were talking about how do we fully trust God, and how we trust him is spending time in his word and being reminded of what God has done for us. God loves to do the impossible. You see what I'm saying? Things that happens in our life. And so I love Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. And so, Pastor,
yes.
I love that scripture because I had to go through a trusting period in my life when the doctors gave me so many months to live because of stage 4 breast cancer. And so when the cancer was in both of the lungs, the liver, and the breast, my doctor came in and crossed her leg, and she said, are you afraid to die, Miss Graham? And I looked at her, and I told her, no. And she wanted to know why, and I told her I knew a man named Jesus. And so
yes.
I trust God. I trust his word. I took his word as final authority in my life. But also, while I was in the midst of the battle, on the battlefield fighting for my life, I couldn't focus on the cancer that was eating my body. God, I felt that right there. I had to stand on the word of God and take God as whatever he said it is, the healing that he gave me, I already knew I was healed. I didn't have to go looking for healing. I knew I was already healed the moment that I received his promises. And so when we say we trust God, we have to take our hands off of the situation. And we must rest in God, and we must take his word and apply his word, not just read his word, but meditate on his word. Because when we meditate on the word of God, then we will be able to see the promises of God. But a lot of people, Pastor, they miss God because they're so focused on the issues and the situation that's going on in their life that they miss God. And so God, all he wants us to do is cast our care upon him, for he cares for us. Amen.
Yes.
And so
Amen.
We have to understand today that if we say we love God, we need to trust God. If we say we're dependent on God, we need to allow God's word to be final authority in our life and not get focused on the storm. Now, Pastor, I'm going to give it back to you, but I got to say this. I remember in the word of God from scripture, when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was laying in the ship, asleep, and there was a big old nice storm going on. And can you imagine the disciples looking at Jesus taking a good old nap and and they became fearful? They're thinking that they were going to perish? And then, get this, they had to wake the peace up. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the peace was in the boat with them. They did not identify who the peace was. Come on, somebody. But when Jesus Christ rose up from his good old nap, he looked at the disciples and told them, you of little faith. And he told the storm to be still, peace be still. See, we got to understand when fear come knocking at our door, we got to open that door and let Mr. Faith answer the door. And tell Mr. Fear to get the step in. And we got to understand that if we really trust God like we say we do and read the Bibles and shout Sunday after Sunday and roll all over the church floor and spitting and talking in a tongue, okay? Don't know what you're talking, but you're talking in a tongue. See, we got to live this thing for real. You understand what I'm saying? We got
Come
to apply the word of God to our life and not get so focused on what's going on in the world, because I always say, Pastor, your eyes, your natural eyes, I call them lying eyes. I look through the spiritual eyes, because if you're serving God in the spirit, no man can come to God unless the spirit of the Lord draws them, first of all. Amen?
Yes.
And so we have to understand that whatever God wants us to do and be, we must stand on the word of God. I don't care how it look, how it sound, how it feel. We must stand on the word of God and take God's word as final authority in our life. And so, Pastor, I'm just going to end it here. When the doctor gave me so many months to live, after having stage 4 breast cancer, I didn't focus on what the doctor said, even though the doctor was speaking facts. But I spoke on the promises of God. I spoke on the times that I spent alone in my prayer closet with God. God, I'm about to preach right there. I spent time with God because God's word was final authority in my life. So I had to take Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Even though cancer was evidence and it was eating at my body, even though the doctors didn't even think I was going to make it past 6 months, praise you, Jesus, but God.
Yeah.
And so I stood on his word, Pastor, and I tell you, I get excited. I get turned on when I see what Daddy can do. Come on, somebody. I'm about to preach right there, Pastor, but I'm going to turn it back to you. But I just wanted to share my testimony with somebody who have went through or going through. All you got to do is rest in God and know that peace is in your situation.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you know, Prophetess, is that when we trust God to lead and guide our lives, it brings about an intimacy with him. See, as in a marriage with a husband and wife, see?
Yes.
But this intimacy with God is even stronger than a husband and wife marriage, see? See, because in a husband and wife marriage, one may fail the other. Can I get a witness, somebody? See, one may fail the other in the husband and the wife marriage, but with God, hey, God will never fail you. See, and all you got to do is just trust in God. You got to just trust in God and watch God make that intimacy with him stronger. And this intimacy comes about with God when it comes about in prayer. And like you were saying earlier, reading the word. And that conceives and births blessings and victory in our life.
Come on now.
It births that blessing in your life that you need. It birthed it into you. Because why? You're now trusting in the one who can do something about that situation.
Yes.
You see?
We're not
serving a weak God. See?
That's
By no means. You know, I often say it like this. There are two gods that are being preached in the church today, in churches today. There are two gods that are being preached. And a lot of people, they don't even know how to discern which God is being preached. See?
That's true.
See,
that
Jesus
true.
Jesus calls Satan the god of this world. See?
Yes.
See, when Jesus calls Satan the god of this world, you got in some churches today, all they preach about is materialism.
That's right.
Oh, God is going to give you this. Oh, God is going to give you that. Oh, God is going to bless you that. Never telling them to repent of their sins or get their life right with God or come to God, those of you who do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. See?
Yeah.
But they preach to them about this God that will bless them and give them all kind of material blessings. People, let me say this to you. God did not come and die. His son did not come and die on that cross just so you can have you a brand new house or a brand new car or a brand new coat or a brand new pair of shoes. His son came and died on that cross that you may spend eternity with him if you receive what the Father has done for you through the Son. See?
Amen.
And then there's another message that the church preached, and this is the right message that the church preached. The church preached the God of salvation.
Yeah.
You see? And when you preach this God of salvation, that God so loved this world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him that through him the world might be saved. You see, when you are preaching this gospel, then all the rest of the things will be added to you. The Bible says it over there in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he say all these other things will be added to you. See, first, like you were saying, you got to have a relationship with God first. See?
That's right.
You got to get that relationship right first. And then after you get that relationship right, then the Father will bless you with all kind of blessings. Why? Because the Father knew that if he blessed you with this thing, that this thing would not become to be your God. He know that you will keep him as first and Lord over your life. See, a lot of us, when we get a blessing, we make the blessing our God, and we put the most holy God on the back burner in our life. See, we only call him when we get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
See, we only call him when we don't know how to figure out a situation or a problem. Then we go, Lord, I'm in trouble right now, and I need you right now. And see, and that's what most people call him. But see, mm-hmm. when you have a relationship with him, you call him every day. See?
That's right.
You mm-hmm. you call him, you talk to your Heavenly Father every day. You tell him when you're feeling good, and you tell him when you're feeling bad. You tell him when your body's racking with pain. You talk to your Heavenly Father every day.
Yes. See?
You had yes. that relationship with him, and you put your confidence, your total trust in him. Why? Because you know that he's the only one that can do something about that situation.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
See, God is, he's a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In Psalms 102 and verse 24, the Bible says that your years are throughout all generations. That means every generation has experienced God. The ones in the past, the ones in the present, and the ones in the future will experience God. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same way he's treating us, he's going to treat the ones who come after us the same way.
That's right.
The Bible say he's God and he changes not.
That's right.
See, he will be there for you if you let him be there. See? And then in Psalms 102 and that 25th verse says, of old you laid the foundations of the earth and the heavens are the work of your hand. Then verse 26 says, they will perish, but you will endure. You see that? The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand forever. God will stand forever. Why? Because God is his word, and his word is God.
That's right.
You see?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
So therefore, we can trust in God's word to know that if he said it, he's well able to perform it in our life.
Oh, yes, see? He is. Amen.
He's well able. I like what he says over there in Exodus. When he was talking with Moses, Exodus chapter 3, he says, I am that I am. See?
Oh, yeah.
And in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God. See? He was always there. See? He was always there, ladies and gentlemen. He was always there to do what he wants to do in this earth. All we have to do is put our faith and our trust in him.
That's it.
See, don't look at man or what man is doing and the evilness that man, the evil ways that man have. Don't get your attention on man. Keep your eyes looking unto the hill for which cometh your help.
Amen.
See? And your help
Amen.
Cometh from the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eyes on him, and I guarantee you, you will see God show up and show out in your life. But you first got to trust him, see?
That's it.
And when you come to him, you got to come to him in spirit and in truth. You can't come to God, you know, think you're going to pull one over on the Father, because the Father knows all things, see? See? He knows all things. He omnipotent. He knows all things. He's all known. See? He's omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. There's nothing
Amen.
Can stand in his way. See? If something
Amen.
Try to stand in his way, he just knocks you down. See? And that's what we got to understand about our God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. See?
Amen.
See, you could be praying over here in America and praying for your loved one who may be in China. See? Or you could be in China and praying for your loved ones back here in America. See? Because why? God can be in China just as well as he can be in America at the same time. See? And if you have trust to believe in God and trust his word for what his words say and pray to him and stand on that word. Oh, my Lord, God will show up and show out in your life. But you got to have faith.
Yes, yes. Amen.
You got to have faith today. You know,
amen.
I'm a living witness that it works. I remember times and times in my life where it required faith for me to move and act. And sometimes I had to just do like the Israelites did back in the Old Testament. They had to put one foot in front of the other when they stepped out into the Jordan River and the waters departed. See, sometimes you got to have faith to make the first step. And when you make the first step and move in that direction, God will show you what he wants to do for you.
Yes.
See, some of us, we go to the doctors and we believe the doctor report more than we believe God's report.
That's it. Come on now.
See? We believe what the doctors say more than what the word of God is saying. And the Bible tells us, Isaiah says, who report will you believe?
Will you believe? Amen.
See?
Amen.
See? Who report will you believe? God is warning his people in this day and in this time and this season that we're in right now. And my brothers and my sisters, you all know we're living in some trying times. And if you are not walking by faith with God, you will get caught up in the wickedness and the deceitfulness of man. You'll get caught up in the trickery of man, and you'll be following the ways of man, and man will lead you right to your death.
That's right. That's right.
But if you follow God, you follow God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say it again. But if you follow God, you won't go wrong. You will have the victory. You will have the victory. Why? Because you are not putting your faith in yourself. You're not putting your faith in another man or another woman, but you're putting your faith in the Most Holy One who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
You see? So, prophetess, I just want you to help me out a little longer with this year now. Now, I know that God has done some mighty work in your life concerning faith. See?
Amen.
See? And I know that you know one thing about faith. When God speaks to you, it doesn't make sense.
That's true.
See?
That's right.
See? When God speaks to you and tell you to move, you got to trust God and walk out on that thing and believe God for that healing in spite of what it say, in spite of what the doctors say, in spite of what that situation say, you have to trust God. Can you help me a little bit more with that, Prophet?
Yes, Pastor. Well, one thing, the word of God says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so the more I heard God's word, the more my faith increased in God. Come on. And so faith, in other words, we walk by faith and not by sight. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so the Bible also shows us that not just any faith will do. We cannot expect God to be pleased with a faith just because we approve of it. But the faith that pleases God is a belief that comes from God, not from some other source or from within ourselves. And so, beloved, we have to understand that God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And so God is looking for folk who are going to seek him with their whole heart. And God is looking for folk who's going to take his word as final authority in their life and apply the word of God, not just hearing the word, but being doers of the word. And so it's so important, beloved, that we always stand on the word of God and take God at his word. And another thing, Pastor, you were talking about the flesh in a way. And I want to just touch a little bit on the lust of the flesh, because the Bible talks about when lust is finished with you, have given birth and become an adult, as I say, it will destroy you. And so you have a lot of people looking at television, and that's just what it is. It tells a vision. and it gives you false hopes, and it causes you to covenant, have a covenant spirit attached to you. And so now you find yourself longing for someone else's husband, or someone else's wife, or someone else's money, a car. You find yourself longing for stuff that God ain't even give you. Come on, somebody. I believe, Pastor, that God wants us all blessing, but can I just say your house and your car is not a blessing? Because if you do not pay the bills, that cross truck, and I'm not talking about the cross that Jesus Christ Yeshua hung on, but I'm talking about the repo man. The cross truck is going to come and back up and pull your blessing right on down the street. And so you have a lot of people talking about, oh, God bless me with a car. God bless me with a house. No, I want to hear how God gave you life eternal. Okay, I meant salvation. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's what you call a blessing, because no man can take that from you. But a lot of times we get wrapped up and tied up in money. You know, we know how to make a dollar holler. And so we get tied up in money that we miss God. We get tied up in our jobs and our material things, but we don't know the word of God says what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. And so now God ain't concerned about your stuff, but he's concerned about your soul. God, I felt that right there. And so it's vital for us as God's children to trust him, regardless of what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like, because the enemy, John 10:10 say the thief come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ Yeshua said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And so that's why it's important that we walk by faith and not by sight. We got to trust God. I don't care what the doctor has said and what bad report to come your way. You got to say, devil, I see you. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. I plead the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. You got to get the word in you in order for you to speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so you have the power that the Most High God has given you to speak to whatever situation. Pastor, when I was going through the cancer, and you know all so well about it, but when I was going through cancer, the devil tried to attach fear to my faith. And all that meditation on the word of God, speaking the word of God, prophesying, laying hands on folk, have seen folk, got healed. Okay, and all this here, now the devil coming to test my faith, and that's what he does. He loves to try you, because, see, he don't mind you knowing a few little scriptures. He just don't want you to believe what you're saying, and he don't want you to get that relationship with God or meditate on the word of God. But what he wants you to do is continue to take, oh, I don't feel good today. The doctor told me I'm going to die. I got 2 days to live. I ain't got 2 nickels to rub together. I can't. All that negative speaking. But sometime, Pastor, we have to get before God and say, God, what is your will for my life? God, is it your will for me to die? The doctor told me this is my death sentence. Is it time for me to leave? And, Pastor, I remember just as clearly when I got the report, after my doctor crossed her legs and asked me, Miss Graham, are you afraid to die? Dead in the eyes. Because I told her I know a man named Jesus. God, I felt that right there. And so I had to come home and get in my prayer closet. Yeah, I cried. I'm human. I got a human side to me. I cried. But I cried unto God, and then I began to laugh with joy because I heard the voice of God say, you shall not die, but live and declare the works that I have prepared for you. And then God said to me now, he said, now I want you to get in the book of Job. God, I felt that right there. He said, because Satan asked for permission to touch you. See, Satan can't do nothing with none of us unless he go to the Most High God, who is the creator of heaven and the earth, and ask for permission. He can't do nothing with us. He got to ask for permission. And so I thank God. Yes, I thank God because I know who I am and whose I am in God. And I don't care what come my way, I'm going to stand on the word of God and trust him when I can't trace him, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. And see, that's the key, I think, that we all have to realize and understand today. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. See, I reminded
Amen.
Of the scripture when the story when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, see, and Jesus wanted his disciples to pray for him just a little while, and he went off to pray, and when he came back, he found his disciples, he found them, they was all done fell asleep, and he asked and said, "Can't you just only pray with me 1 hour?" And then the Bible say he went off again to pray alone. And when he got
yeah.
it, he said, Father,
yeah.
he said, Father, he said,
mm-hmm.
if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. See?
Yeah.
Let this cup pass. Let this pass. Because, see, Jesus, he said that because he loved his disciples and the people who followed him. And he didn't want to really leave them. And he loved them. And he said, if this possible, let this cup pass from me.
That's right.
But
that's
then
right.
he said, nevertheless, not my
Come
will,
on.
But your will be done.
See? Come on.
And I say that to say this. There can't, when you're walking with God, there can't be two wills.
You better say it.
See?
Come on.
See? When you're walking with God, there can only be one will, and there's got to be the will what the Father wants to do in your life.
Come on.
And
come on.
And the thing about a lot of us is we have never really turned our lives over to God and say, Father, let your will be done in my life. We've been wrestling like Jacob was wrestling with the angel. We've been wrestling with God about, I want to do this, but God wants you to do that.
Yes,
See?
Yes.
See?
Come
See?
On
and,
now.
And when we got to be like Jesus was. When Jesus said, Father, thy will be done.
Come on.
See?
Thank you,
Jesus. And that's what we have to say to the Father. We have to say, Father, your will be done, Father.
Your
because
will.
Guess what?
Your will.
If you don't do God's will that he has already predestined and planned for your life, he said it. He told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was ever in your mother's womb.
Yes, yes.
He had a plan and a purpose for Jeremiah. You don't think you are a mistake on this earth. You may not know who your mother is, or you may not know who your father is, but don't think you are a mistake on this earth. No, God knew that you was going to be on this earth.
Come on.
You see?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
And because he knew you was going to be on this earth, he got a plan and he got a purpose for your life.
Yes,
now, all
did.
You have to do is get yourself in line with God's plan and God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
And when we line up with God's will, saints, let me say this to you. When we line up, when you and I make the decision to line up with God's will for our life, saints, it's a peace that you cannot explain.
That's right.
It's
Amen.
A peace will come over you that I can't even explain to you when you line up with God's will. Because, see, now you're not fighting no more. You're not listening to the flesh. You're not listening to the devil. You're not listening to the world. But you're listening to God in the spirit.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
And the Bible said those who are led by the spirit are the sons and are the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. They are the children of God.
That's right. Amen.
See, when you're led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost. That's
you
right.
See?
And
God will give you this peace when you're walking in his perfect will. I always tell people like this. You pray about something, God give you an answer. You always follow the peace. Because if you follow the peace, that's the answer. That's the direction God wants you to go in. Always
that's
follow
it.
The peace. See?
Amen.
God is the only one that can give you peace. Satan can't give you peace.
That's right.
The Bible says it like this. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
See, Satan can only bring confusion and heartache and pain and suffering in your life. See?
Amen.
But when you follow God, you have peace. Even though you're going through a storm, God will give you peace in the midst of that storm. Why? Because I'm trusting him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think.
Come on now. Amen.
I'm following that peace today.
Yes, God.
The Bible
says
follow God's peace in your life.
Yes.
It says he will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. That's on the Lord.
Come on. That's it.
He will keep you in that perfect peace. He will show you when to turn right. He will show you when to keep going. He will show you when to stop. He will show you when to be quiet. He will show you when to speak. He will show you what to do if you just not only lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him, the Most High God. You acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
That's right. Amen.
See?
That's right.
Follow him today. Follow him and watch him work. Watch him work in your life. Watch him make ways out of no way where there seems like there is no way. Watch God work it out.
Yes.
He's a miracle worker today.
Yes, he
is a way maker today. See?
Amen.
Today, he is a burden bearer today. See?
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you need him for, he's there for you if you only just trust in him and believe that he's able to do this.
That's right.
And Lord knows we live in a day and times where we need to trust the Lord with everything in us. We got trouble on every side, seems like, today in this world. And for those of you who think it's going to get a little, may get better, let me tell you something. Nah, it's going to keep getting more and more worse in this world. Why? Because this world is trying to live in this world. People are trying to live in this world without God. And anything you do without God, you're going to fail at it.
That's right.
You're going to fail at it. Jesus said it like this, without me, you can't do nothing.
Amen. That's right.
Just ask the children of Israel in the Old Testament. Every time they tried to go fight a battle without God, consenting God first, and they will go try to fight a battle, they will lose that battle.
That's right. Amen.
But when they consult God, insult the man of God, when they consult the man of God to consult the Father for them, and God will give the man of God instructions to the children of Israel on how to fight the battle, and they will win those battles. When the odds seemed like they were impossible, God would give them victory. And today, God will do the same in your life if you'll just only trust in him.
Amen.
And he's asking you that question today. Will you trust me now? After all you went through, after all the trial, after all the tribulations, after all the heartache, after all the trouble, after all the disappointment, God is asking you this question today. Will you trust me now?
Amen.
You have nothing to lose. All you have to do is trust him and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. He'll show you what to do. See? He'll show you how to walk. He'll show you where to go. See? He even supplied a provision you need for that situation.
Amen.
If you just only learn to trust him.
Amen.
And it's not a one-time trust, but it's a trust that you and I have to walk in every day. As long as we are on this earth, we have to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. As long as we are on this earth, we have to trust in him.
Amen.
Trust in him today and watch him work in your life. So, Prophetess Graham, I'm happy about what God is doing because truly it is a blessing, you know. And it, like you said earlier, faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
You see? And when we hear the word of God, it builds faith in us to act upon that, to know that God is able to bless us in what we ask of him.
That's right.
The Bible
Amen.
Says it like this in, over there in Hebrews 11:6, say, without faith it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder who diligently seek him.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
God will reward us when we seek after him in spirit and in truth. See?
Amen.
You can't. Came come to the Father with a game or scheme or hiding something behind your back and thinking God don't see what's going on. You can't come to God like that. You got to come to God in spirit and in truth. You got to be honest and upfront with God and tell him what's going on. He already knows what's going on, but you have to tell him what's going on and be honest with him and watch him work when you have the faith to trust him to work in that situation.
Amen. That's right.
The prophet is getting ready to close this down a little bit, but just give us a few more of trusting in God.
Amen. Yeah, it is very vital that we all understand that in order for us to live our life, we must trust God and seek his will. Because you talked about when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was about to go to the tree, which is the cross, and he told God not his will be done, but God's will be done, the Father's will be done. In all that we do, we must seek the will of God. And that's the only way that we're going to walk upright with God and be led by the Spirit, because the Word of God says a good man's footsteps is ordered by him. And so the more that we get in the Word of God, and I'm not talking about being religious, I'm talking about the relationship, because that relationship,
yeah.
It means more to us than we know. When the devil brings all kind of temptations or come and bring things against you and accuses you and do all kind of things, you can stand on the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us that vengeance is his, he shall repay. And so we don't have to find ourselves fighting a battle that we know don't belong to us, because the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And so that comes when we trust God. That comes when we depend on God, when we rest in God, when we don't try to figure it out. We give up trying to do it in our own strength. And so we learn to lean upon the Most High God. We learn to look towards the hills which cometh our help, for our help cometh from God. And so he will show us how to rest in him when we make a decision, a sound decision, to say, God, in you I trust. For you I live, for you I trust. And we have to mean it. We can't be devil-minded, because the Bible say a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so one minute I'm going to trust you, God, but the next minute I got a little doubt and fear and unbelief and all that attached to my faith. And so that just canceled out your so-called faith. And so it's time that we as God's children, we get in the presence of God. And if you don't have faith, the Bible tells us to ask God for faith. Ask him for wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to ask God. We have to seek God, because like you said, James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead, meaning faith is an action word. Even though some of us are waiting on God to do the impossible in our life and we're waiting on God to do something in our life, well, waiting on God doesn't mean you just sit there and do nothing. Because if you praise God, that's something. If you shout and worship God, that's doing something. That's putting your faith to work while you're waiting on God to bring it into manifestation. And so I've learned how to stand on God's word, and I learned how to take his word as final authority in my life. Now, mind you, the human side of us want to try to help God out. And when we try to want to help God out, we get that Ishmael instead of that Isaac. God, I'm preaching right there. So we have to learn how to stand on God's word and take God at his word, and we try to rush God. God is time all by himself. Amen?
Yeah.
So there is no time with God, even though there are seasons with God, but God is time all by himself. And so it is very vital for us to really understand what faith is and what fear is. And when we learn the difference between the two, then we will know how to walk by faith, because it does please God. Not your doubt, not your crying, not your, you know, unbelief. Maybe God going to do it. You're wavering in your faith. God is not pleased with that. So that's all I have to say, Pastor. I just wanted to drop that little seed.
Amen.
So thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. We're glad to have you tonight. And one thing I will add to that is that we always, always, we have to trust him. No matter how bad the situation looks, no matter what people may say around us, Job had friends that talked negative around him. See?
Amen.
But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Come on now.
See, no matter what goes on, we got to trust God no matter what it's like. He's the only thing that we have. He's the only person. He's the only God that we have. We got to trust God like that. Like that, God is just you and me in this situation.
Oh, yes.
See? No, nobody else don't matter. Nothing else matters, God. It's just you and me.
Yes.
We can't put our trust in our jobs. We can't put our trust in our bank accounts. We can't put our trust in our family members. We can't put our trust in our friends. We can only put our trust totally in him, in God.
Amen. Amen.
See?
And
when you put God as your total, your source, the trust, and allow that to be your firm foundation, my brothers and my sisters, you're standing on a solid foundation. Because that foundation, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See? Sometimes these jobs, we may not be on that job much longer. We may move on to another job. Or we may retire off that job. That job is no more. See? Sometimes that family member who we depending on may not be there. One day we're here, the next day that family member may be gone. You see? But we have to totally trust in him. And that's what he's asking us today. Will you trust me now? After all you've been through, after all you've seen in your short years that you've been here on this earth, will you trust me now? Will you allow me to lead your life and guide your life in the way I want it to go? See? Because at the end of the day, my brothers and my sisters, we want to give him all the glory. We want to give him all the honor. We want to give him all the praise. You got to trust him. You got to walk with him. You got to believe that he's able to not only see about you, but fight that battle for you. Whatever the battle may be, you got to believe that today. See? Trust in him. Regardless of what the doctor report is, you trust in God. You trust him with all your heart. God, I'm trusting you. You know, Paul said it like this, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Let me tell you something right now, saints. There's no better place to be than being in the presence of the Lord, because if you're in the presence of the Lord, you made it. You made it. You ain't got to worry about fighting this devil no more. You made it. You see? And that's a wonderful place to be. I know some of you are saying, but I ain't ready for this yet. And I see it in your lifestyle. I see it in what's going on to the world. A lot of you ain't ready to meet the Lord. My wife, a prophet, sometimes always say it like this. She says it like this. She says, you know, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And she shares this with y'all. She shares that, and she says, you know, that is the truth, that Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. But you got to trust in God, as well as not only working things out down here on this earth for your life, but trust him as when you leave this earth to go be with him. See? Jesus knew that the Father would not leave his soul in hell. See? Jesus knew that his soul would not be left in the grave. Jesus knew that the Father would raise him up. Because the Father had given the Son power to raise his own self back up from the grave. You see? So Jesus knew that he was going to be back with the Father after he paid the penalty of sin for you and me. So trust in him now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord today and watch him work in your life. And for those of you out there who have never trusted the Lord to be your personal Savior, now is a good time to give your life to Christ. He came and he died and he was raised from the dead for you. See? And the Bible says over there in the book of Romans, the Bible says, the 10th chapter in the 8th verse, the Bible says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My brothers and my sisters, it's just that easy. That you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And if you want to say the sinner's prayer with me today, I'm going to ask you to just repeat this simple prayer with me today. For those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today you can get to know him. Just repeat this after me. Say, dear Father, I come now to ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for me, and you raised him from the dead. And I ask you now to forgive me of all my sins and my shortcomings. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And my beloved brothers and sisters, if you prayed that prayer with me today, God's richest blessings is yours. And the angels in heaven is rejoicing over one sinner that repents on today. So today you start your journey of trusting God. Don't just only trust him in this prayer that you just prayed, but trust him every day, the rest of your days of your life on this earth. You trust God and watch God work and do great things in your life. And I pray that something was said today, my brothers and my sisters, that it be a blessing to you. And I want to thank Prophetess Dr. Teresa Graham, which is my beloved wife. I want to thank her for being on the show with me today, because truly, it is a blessing to hear her testimony. And I'm a living witness of everything she's spoken to you about today is the gospel truth, because I was witness with my very own eyes. And I know God is able to bless you in the way that you need God to bless you if you just only trust him. So remember today, God is asking you this question. Will you trust me now? Walk in that each and every day, my beloved brothers and sisters, and share this message with someone. Until we meet again, I'll see you here next Saturday at 7 p.m., and may God's richest blessings be yours. Go in peace, my beloved and sister, brother and sister.